have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. All right, welcome in, welcome in. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, Dr. Cause and Effect. How about that? That's what we talk about on the Genesis Frequency. Thank you. Thank you for pressing that play button and listening. I welcome you in whatever time of day it may be in your world when you decided to do that. I welcome everyone in. This is a show about, well, it's really more than a show. It's a journey. It's a path that we are taking together. The path of self-improvement, the path of personal development, human potential development. We live in a universe that is always calling us to be, do, and have more. And I'm not just talking about the accumulation of riches. That is fine, but riches in all the areas where we wouldn't normally think of riches, right? When we say the accumulation of riches, well, we're thinking of that. What comes to mind for me is that old wooden treasure chest of days gone by filled with gold coins, just overflowing with gold coins, right? The accumulation of wealth and abundance. But really, I go much, much deeper than just the financial aspect of that in this program. And we talk about what I call whole life prosperity, because there are so many different areas of our lives that we're looking or can look for increase. And that's where I think, you know, I spent a lot of time on goals this week because it was an eye-opener going and doing another event and speaking and being the keynote speaker and asking for a show of hands, how many have goals? And out of a room of 30 or 40, one hand went up. And so I thought, well, I don't think I can spend enough time on this part of the work that I do, because it's so important to know the direction that we're going. What do we want to give our conscious attention to? What do we really want to focus on? What are we being called to be, do, and have more of? And going back to those riches, we don't just look at finances. We look at our health. We look at our relationships. We look at our legacy, what we leave behind. There's so many different areas of our lives that we can look to and say, yes, I could experience some growth there. And I would suggest that if you feel that, well, everything's pretty good, I don't really want to go deeper, just get honest with yourself a little bit. If you think, well, I don't need to talk to anybody about my goals and my dreams, I don't, you know, really need any coach or consulting or anything like that, I would ask you to examine a little bit deeper. Are you really, quote unquote, all set? Or are you really, quote unquote, I'm good? I hear that a lot. No, I'm good. You know, I'm good. Are you? Or are you just comfortable? Are you nice and cozy and warm right in your comfort zone? Is everything exactly the way you want it to be? With the relationship in your life, the relationship that you're currently in, the relationship that you're currently experiencing, or is it just comfortable for right now? And then maybe you'll change that someday. So that's up on the shelf. How about your health? Is everything really, really good? Physically, with your health? Physically, mentally, emotionally, even spiritually? Because we talk about health in our spirituality. Spirituality is a big part of the work that I do. Are we healthy in all those areas? Or are we just comfortable? You see, we can go on and on and on and on. We can talk about that relationship with our partner or our spouse or our friends, but what about that in our family? Is everything good there? Do we need to work on a goal or some kind of achievement in that area of our lives? What about what we're passionate about? What about our vocation? We talked about all these things yesterday, but what we're doing today is just kind of contrasting those with our comfort zone, because comfort can really kill. I love the quote by T. Harv Eker. T. Harv Eker says, "Comfort kills. If your goal in life is to be comfortable, I guarantee you two things. First, you will never be rich. Second, you will never be happy. Happiness doesn't come from living a lukewarm life, always wondering what could have been. Happiness comes as a result of being in our natural state of growth and living up to our fullest potential." That's really, really strong. First, you will never be rich, he says. Now, when you hear that, I hear so many people, I don't care about being rich. Well, you know what? We're talking about whole life prosperity. We're talking about whole life success. So when you hear me or use a quote that has the word rich in it, expand your consciousness a little bit. Let rich mean more than just the dollars and cents. Are your relationships rich? Is your health rich and vibrantly alive? Your passion, your vocation, your career, or what you do in your time if you are in those retirement years. You're still alive, you're still breathing. Is that rich and all you want it to be? Day in and day out, our lives should be rich. We should see the abundant blessings in our lives every day. They're there. We should seek to uncovering them. But so many of us are programmed to stay in our comfort zone. You see, our programming leads to our thoughts. That programming that is there in our subconscious mind leads to our thoughts. Our thoughts lead to our feelings, and our feelings lead to our actions, and our actions lead to our results. So just as a personal computer is going to respond according to the way that it is programmed, we can change our program in order to change the results that show up in our lives. And you know, there is no more effort to really do that than to accept misery and poverty and the results that we don't want to see. See, because we're creating this anyway. We're creating the world we live in by the thoughts we think. And I am so passionate about this body of work that I really invite you to have a consultation with me, to get on the phone, send me a message, and let's sit down and talk together about how rich your life can be. And I don't care if you got all the money in the world. I'm passionate about this work of making your life rich in the area of your relationships and in all the seven or eight areas that I talked about and shared about yesterday. We go much deeper, and I have much more material that I don't go into on this show that is involved in our Thinking Into Results program or any number of programs that I have outside of this show. This show kind of scratches the surface a little bit, gets you thinking about what could be in your life. Remember, I shared this often in a lot of other episodes, and you'll hear me say it over and over and over again. And it's a quote by Earl Nightingale that I'm going to paraphrase right now because I don't have it in front of me. For some reason, we think this richness, this goodness, this wealth in all areas of our life, this whole life prosperity, is not really possible for ourselves. So many of us think it's just, you know, it's not possible for us. But for some strange reason, Earl says, we absolutely believe that it's possible for someone else. Isn't that odd? Isn't that odd? See, our beliefs will do everything. Our beliefs will keep us stuck. And we believe on, have a belief system on two different levels. You know, it's what we say and what we speak. Sometimes that's not always aligned with what we really believe at the deepest part of our being, the deepest part of our soul. We can say one thing, oh yeah, I believe that. But our beliefs aren't always matching our actions because deep down inside we believe something different. So all this comes together in a very beautiful way when we think into our results, when we explore this body of knowledge in depth. See, we have to get to an understanding of how this all works. It is not enough merely to acquire just the knowledge, just read the book, just read the paper, read the article, and put it up on the shelf. There is a way, there is a system to embody this, to assimilate it, to make it part of us, to change our programming. And that's one part that we just don't have the time in this format to go into, but that's the work that we do, and that's the work that I do in depth. So think about this as you look at every area of your life, not simply your financial area, but all those other areas. Are you rich or simply settling to be just comfortable? You can have it all. You can be, do, and have it all. You can. Not just believing that that's for someone else, but absolutely you can. You have to start believing. And if you don't believe in you, you know what? You can borrow my belief that I have in you until you get to that point that you believe in you. That's what I do. And that's what I'm here for. Hey, we're wrapping up another week on my end. It's a Saturday morning. I want to thank you for being here this week. I thank you for every episode that you listen to. Hey, poke around the website a little bit. TheGenesisFrequency.com is live. There's some other stuff on there. I do some blogging and some writing on there. There's some links on there where you can write and leave a message or get a hold of me. So do that. The company is Success Ocean International Whole Life Prosperity. I am Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina, Dr. Cause and Effect. All right. The Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much.